بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on the merits of the companions. May Allah be pleased with all of them. And what we will discuss in this part is Al-Khalifa Abu Bakr As-Siddiq رضي الله عنه. His name is Abdullah bin Abi Quhafa Uthman bin Amr, son of Amr, son of Amr, son of Ka'b, son of Sa'd bin Taym, son of Murra, son of Ka'b. So he connects with the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Murra, the son of Ka'b, the sixth grand father of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said that his name in the pre-Islamic era was known Abdul Ka'b, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named him Abdullah. And from his famous nicknames, Al-Atiq, and the other is As-Siddiq, the truthful one. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was born in the second or third year of the year known as Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. So his birth came after the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by two and a half years. And he was raised in Mecca and was involved in commerce and trade, and most of his trade was in clothes, and his wealth reached 40,000 dinars. This is the gold currency in that time, in one report, and another report 40,000 dirham, and this is the silver currency. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was knowledgeable and very knowledgeable in lineages, to the extent that he was considered best or most expert in this field, especially in the lineage of Quraysh. Was most knowledgeable concerning the lineages of the tribes of the people of Quraysh, and most knowledgeable as to what kind of good and kind of evil with them. And he was a beloved person in his people, amongst his people, agreeable, and also respected for his knowledge and trade and good company. He was raised on noble character. It's not known that lying was something of his character. And he was a generous man, extensively, yes, very generous. And he did not like the idols in the pre-Islamic era. No report whatsoever indicates that he offered any kind of worship to them. And also it is known that he, radiallahu anhu, did not drink alcohol or consume it before Islam. And it is reported that when he was asked, did you drink al-khamr, the alcoholic beverage, he said, A'udhu billah, I seek refuge in Allah. And he was asked, walima, why? He said, I used to preserve my honor and my character. That is because the one who drinks the alcohol will lose his honor and his character. Before Islam, he was a good friend of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is noticeable to know that the depth of the friendship between them arose due to the closeness in apparent or manifested character and good behavior. And it is affirmed that Ibn Dughna described him in the beginning of Islam by a description so close to the description which Khadija gave the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam at the time of start of the revelation. And Ibn Dughna, who was a mushrik, he said that he mentioned that when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made the determination to migrate to Al-Habasha, to Abyssinia, he told him the following: Inna mithlaka la yakhruju wa la yukhraj, the like of you is not to leave nor to be forced to leave. That is because, فَإِنَّكَ, listen carefully, this is like exactly the same description that Khadija radiallahu anha gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَإِنَّكَ تَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ وَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمِ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِ وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. That is because you help the poor and the destitute. You keep good relations with the kith and kin. You serve your guests generously and assist the deserving calamity afflicted ones. Isn't it this almost the same as the description which Aisha radiallahu, which Khadija radiallahu anha gave of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describing him? Remember that when he came after receiving the revelation to Khadija and he was frightened? Remember that? You see the closeness in the description of the character of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And Ibn Hajar rahimahullah commented that Ibn al-Dughna, quote, described him by that description which Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha gave or described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was when revelation was came down to him, when revelation came down to him. So they came on one description without concurrence, and this is the utmost in praising him. Now, that is because the descriptions of the Prophet ﷺ from the time, you know, his early time, was a perfect character. Some of his physical appearance, as Aisha radiallahu anha described her father, Abi Bakr, white in physical appearance, with some yellowish and a nice build up, and narrow waist. His garment, lower garment, would fall off. Thin shin, and used to dye his hair with الحناء والكتم. And Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه had six children, three males and three females, and they came from four of his wives. First, Qatila bint Abd al-Uzza gave birth to Abdullah and Asma, and Umruman gave birth to Da'ad bint Amr, gave birth to Da'ad, and bint Amr gave birth to Abd al-Rahman and Aisha, and Asma bint Umays gave birth to Muhammad. Let's repeat. First one, Qatila bint Abd al-Uzza gave birth to Abdullah and Asma, and Umruman Da'ad bint Amr gave birth to Abd al-Rahman and Aisha. This is a correction. And Asma bint Umays gave birth to Muhammad bin Abi Bakr, and Habiba bint Kharija bin Zayd al-Ansariya gave birth to Umm Kulthum after Abu Bakr's death. Okay, now, clear? One only? Yeah, the two last. Asma bint Umays. Asma bint Umays gave birth to Muhammad. Okay? And the last one is Habiba bint Kharija bin Zayd al-Ansariya. Bin Zayd al-Ansariya. And she gave birth to Umm Kulthum after his death, after Abu Bakr's death. Clear? Okay, طيب, الحمد لله. As to his Islam, we learned this in the previous discussion when we narrated the hadith from Sahih al-Bukhari and the hadith of Abi Darda. That is when some of the companions had dispute with Abu Bakr. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَنِي إِلَيْكُمْ فَقُلْتُمْ كَذَبْتُ. Allah has sent me to you and you said, you belied me. And Abu Bakr said, Sadaq. And Abu Bakr rather said, Sadaq, meaning he is truthful in what he says. And we discussed this in the previous narration. You remember that? The story of his Islam. In this hadith, there is indication of his Islam without any hesitation. And concerning those who accepted Islam early, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentioned that the Islam of Abu Bakr was more beneficial from the Islam of the others, because he was a notable and respected person and a leader in his Quraysh, an honored leader in his Quraysh, and a wealthy person and a caller to Allah to Islam, and he was beloved and liked and spending in the cause of Allah and his messenger. Okay, we'll stop here inshallah, we continue. The other parts regarding Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the next talks inshallah.